is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 21st of July, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. Have you grabbed your telephone directory today? Have you grabbed your telephone directory? Have you seen the 2025-2026 telephone directory? You should grab a copy. Let me tell you why you should grab one. First of all, because how do we know what phone numbers are if we don't have a directory? That's the thing we used to rely on. I mean, we used to rely on that. Every house used to have a Bible and a telephone directory. And then one year, January came and there were no directories out yet. See, that was shocking because normally the directories were out in December, at least. They were out ahead of time. January came, there was no directory. February came, there was no directory. March came, there was no directory. And then we all just gave up on directory. We was like, what's a directory? I mean, like, it fell out of our consciousness just like that. And I saw my first copy of the 2025-2026 telephone directory when I was looking at an image for the Canto conference. That's the Caribbean, like, technology regional conference where apparently Alive won an award for the best mobile. What did they win an award for, like, best mobile provider? I'm still shocked. I'm still a bit stunned. We're going to get into that story that's in the news today. If you have been experiencing, anyway, the point is this. It is now July 21st, and the first glimpse of the telephone directory I saw was over the weekend in a picture from the Canto conference. The first copy I was able to put my hand on, I saw today. Today, it is July 21st. Let me tell you about government shifting goalposts, right? Because it used to be the directory for the year. It used to be the 2019 directory, the 2018 directory. And as opposed to improving the process of compiling the telephone book so that it could be ready and available on January 1st, what you've done is you've shifted the duration, right? So now it's the 2025-2026, because it could come out sometime in 2025 and that one-year period will end sometime in 2026. See, but it's not just government agencies or quasi-governmental agencies that are having this issue. I went into my bank a couple of months ago. There was a notice on the counter that said, come July 1st, we're implementing a new schedule of fees for our customers. That means one of them little fees you pay, you know, you have to pay a fee to write a letter to your money. You have to pay a fee to receive a letter back from your money. You have to pay more money to actually touch your money. Write those fees. So the notice in the bank said on July 1st, the fees will increase. There will be a new schedule of fees. I thought, okay, cool. Right under that sentence, it said, the new fees will be posted on July 1st. You know what came to my mind immediately? Confuse the enemy. That's what you do, right? You confuse. And then I thought, but hold on. Why would I be the enemy in a relationship with my bank? Who has my money? Why would you tell me that I will have to pay new fees on July 1st and then tell me, but I won't know what those new fees are until July 1st? How does one prepare economically? How does one ensure that they are in line, right, with whatever bills, whatever they have to pay? How do they ensure this if they won't know what the new fees will be until the new fees are actually increasing? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. We're going to go to that Canto story quickly, because let me tell you why. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, consistently, I've had an issue with my data, right? My mobile connection. And then I realized that people all over New Providence talking about having to restart their phone when they move from Wi-Fi to data because they can't access data. Scores of people. And I remember I could stand outside my house less than 100 yards away from the tower. I can't access data at all. Then there are the consumers who have denoted that while in their homes using Wi-Fi, their data is being drained. And they didn't realize that the internal Wi-Fi is so weak that their phone is relying on the data to strengthen the signal. Here's the article. Liberty Caribbean celebrates Canto as unifying digital catalyst. More than 700 delegates from over 50 countries attended the milestone event in New Providence. Liberty Caribbean, the headline sponsor of this year's Canto Annual Conference and Trade Exhibition, has declared the 40th milestone event an overwhelming success, one that signals a turning point for regional digital collaboration. Would he feel the same way if he juxtaposed that to the fact that the telephone books didn't come out until July, the middle of July? Anyway, and what would be even better is if the telephone books were actually ready, but somebody decided that they wouldn't be released until Canto. The conference theme towards a unified and sustainable Caribbean gigabit society. This landmark gathering at the Grand Hyatt Bahama brought together more than 700 delegates from over 50 countries, including heads of state, regulators, technology companies, and government ministries. The forum addressed critical priorities ranging from intelligent infrastructure and affordable broadband access to cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, climate resilience, and economic inclusion. We're going to continue reading. There's a lot of quotes here. Smits was one of the people speaking. Inge Smits, Chief Executive Officer, Liberty Caribbean, highlighted 6 strategic focal areas to bring this vision to life. Universal gigabit connectivity for education and healthcare, cloud-enabled public services, IoT innovation, that's the Internet of Things innovation in hospitality and tourism, robust hurricane-resilient networks, green digital infrastructure, and equitable access for all citizens. As headline sponsor, Liberty Caribbean hosted a series of sessions focused on digital sustainability, cybersecurity in the age of AI, infrastructure innovation, broadband inclusion strategies, and fostering an inclusive digital economy. At what point? Okay, see, because here, let me tell you where we are in the Bahamas. Where we are in the Bahamas is that the regulatory agency, IRCA, has not been empowered, right, by legislation that provides rules that IRCA could enforce, that governs service provider customer relations. Still, in 2025, when you go to IRCA, what they're going to tell you is, we have a liaising process. We can't actually do anything, but we try to work with them. So here's what I'm going to ask consumers to do. If you're experiencing any of the issues that I highlighted, or if you're experiencing other issues, write IRCA, call IRCA, go to IRCA. Don't be like me and wait for a whole year and a half to get to the meeting with the service provider for them to ask, why are we here? And for them to not know what service they're providing us. Yeah? Don't do that. Don't be like me. I was a fool. Write IRCA, call IRCA, go to IRCA, Don't harass IRCA. Use the methods of communication available to you to advocate that they do something about it. And let me tell you why I'm so concerned. I'm so concerned because when I look at today's Tribune, producer, let's prep that phone line. When I look at today's Tribune, I see this article, Pintard called vindictive as Wells rejected his candidate. And I wanted to know, is this LOI Wells? Is this turn left on red Wells? After I take this phone call, I can make the connection between LOI Wells and what's happening with our telecommunication services. He's not responsible. I can say that. He's not responsible for what's happening with our telecommunications services. But we can get to that in a second. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, right, Lord. It's a perfect topic that you bring this morning. You know, Aaron, people like yourself and us, we need a super talent to analyze. When they first came in this country, they were stealing from Veriness. I wonder if they pay that money back. They are, of course, they got to take something to blame the people for. The people got to blame our lousy government. I mean, see, if I use my Wi-Fi phone, if I walk from the to the front of the house and go to the park, if I go by the shared account, there's no connection.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need to start so many people. I was speaking the naughty for my people a year and a half. He's finally getting Wi-Fi on the park. It's called recreational ground Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
According to our law, constitutional law, all the parks will have Wi-Fi. Last year, I drove around from Foxville all the way down. I don't know what they're doing. Carlton Smith used my good friend. We want all the hard money. I didn't talk. So do your job, man. We need people. We need to start boycotting people. Get your stuff from the states. You see, the government can force people to start doing what they have to do, you know. They got all kind of people selling things direct from the states, you know. And cheap on these people here.
Mm-hmm.
Even we need to support this country. These politicians don't like us to be. I got my PhD from happening. And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. People are frustrated. I talking about senior man them. People who you don't expect to be complaining on social media platforms. Right? Like, why are there data? Why do there appear to be data deserts all over the island? Why is it that people find that they have to restart their device once they leave Wi-Fi to be able to access data? Why is some consumer sitting right next to other consumers, right? Like right next to other consumers, and they can't access the same data that the person next to them is accessing despite having minutes, right? Having the credit on their phone. Well, what's interesting is the language that the Prime Minister uses in his address. Here's the article from Eyewitness News. PM Davis warns against digital colonialism in call for Caribbean tech sovereignty. The Prime Minister has issued a stark warning to regional leaders and industry executives, cautioning that the Caribbean risks sliding into a new era of digital colonialism unless it asserts technological sovereignty and prioritizes people over platforms in its digital transformation agenda. Listen, I had an experience. I mean, I've had years of experiences with these telecommunications companies because they have this nifty little thing they do where they stuck you in the weeds. You get stuck in the weeds. I spent a period of a couple of months calling in to follow up on the resolution of an issue that had been documented by a customer service representative. And every time I would call in, that representative would tell me that ticket has been closed. And I would say to them, how could the ticket be closed if not just that the issue hasn't been resolved, but no technician has actually attended the home, no appointment was made, nobody showed up to make an assessment, right? And then I surmised in my, because I'm an expert at speculating apparently, in my speculations, right, it appeared to me as if subcontractors frustrated with what appears to be like an impasse between provider and consumer. They need to get paid, so they close the ticket without having completed the service. I speculate, I surmise, I imagine that a subcontractor would get very frustrated sitting there realizing that they're never going to be sent to resolve the issue that the consumer has flagged. And they won't get paid for this time. Even if they make the initial visit, the issue won't be resolved And the ticket's not supposed to be closed until the issue's resolved. So they just closed the ticket so they could get paid. This is what my imagination tells me. I just be imagining things. You know why? Because I don't have internet service to entertain myself with content. So I have to imagine. Here's a text. Good day. Name and shame the devil bank. I tell you all this Bank of the Bahamas, who I went into the bank. This is my bank, Bank of the Bahamas. I can tell you that the sign was right there on the thing. Good morning, Ms. E. Green. Please talk about the hidden increases in auto insurance premiums. You had a 37% increase this year on your auto. Is that after like an accident? Like, did you have an accident and then your premium went up? 37? Wait till I read the story about the jitney, because y'all could be stuck on public transportation. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. I appreciate you. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, you know, I remember when it used to be the Public Utilities Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get more results from them at that time, particularly when you wanted to apply for a license, for amateur radio license or whatever. They used to be quick and on the ball with regulating certain frequencies that persons can use throughout the Bahamas, you know, so that no one is overlapping or, you know, quoting on someone's frequency. But I thought ever since we got fiber, the bandwidth would have been increased to the point where, because, you know, imagine you have a door and you're trying to squeeze 1,000 people through it, but you want to get them through in a minute. Okay, fine. You get them through in a minute, then your speed is on par. But when you can take 2 minutes, you can have latency and you can have other people complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if someone who said something to me long, long time ago when there was dial-up said, you know, it isn't a physical switch, but it's like it's an aggregate of switches that's assigned. So let me give you an example. If you request to get, now someone could correct me if I'm wrong, if you request to get an ISP provider license so you can mm-hmm. provide internet, mm-hmm. then perhaps you may be low budgeting and could probably only have like 1,000 customers every 10 seconds or every 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which means whenever you exceed that number of customers, your network slows down. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if, because we have a jamming up of persons trying to use the service is slow. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel you. If that's the formula, yeah, the question is why don't they increase what's available to the consumers, since they're taking on consumers and constantly advertising and telling people come to us because we have the best service. Like, you intend to increase the load. Why you don't increase your capacity to carry the load?
Because probably it's more expensive to do equal.
Yeah. All right. I feel you.
But keep, you know, I'm going to write a letter to, I think they call it IRCA now.
Yeah, IRCA.
Yeah, okay.
Write a letter to IRCA.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. Don't be like me knocking your head on the wall. I just want the person who I had that meeting with. It's 2025, and I hope you understand now why I was banging my head on the wall in your office. Yeah? Because it's 2025, and nothing has changed fundamentally about the communication services that we are plagued with. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I had an experience, actually, with when Batelco was, I think they were switching over their fiber or whatever, taking mm-hmm. advantage of the elderly. So I have two parents that are retired, and so they had these sales agents going around selling, I guess, packages.
Mm-hmm.
So what it was, they were supposed to just be simply switching to fiber. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Still there? We give it 3 seconds. You can't pay for an example like this, you know. You cannot pay for an example. But we are paying. That's the problem. The problem is we are paying for that caller. You call back. I think that's them right now, producer. Let's try see if that's them. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. How are you doing?
All right, good. Thank you. How you do?
Hey, right, question, right?
Yes,
do you
sir.
Have any idea when the government giving back out for people to buy Phil?
To buy Phil?
Yeah, Phil. You know Phil Hart found his island?
Hold on, say what?
Phil.
You mean like
Phil.
Quarry?
Yeah, Quarry Phil. Apparently, one person have the monopoly on the Phil, right? Man, the Phil expensive. You don't know who's selling the Phil for like but $2.50 a truck loaded.
No, I'm wondering now where they're getting the fill from.
I know, but my fill almost $450 a truckload.
What? And where they're getting it from? Because you can't be cutting down the hills in the middle of climate change.
Because, man, I'm about to go in the back area. I'll go get look for some fill while you're on the radio station now.
How you know? If you see the raccoons, they tell them stay alert. Thank you very much.
You know when they give an order to go do something.
No, but I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to reach out to people in the construction industry and figure out what's happening.
Yeah, we're looking for someone. I'm looking to spend between 250 and 370. I think it's 350 the mark.
Mm-hmm.
If someone goes to the station, if you have any fill, I would buy it
for
them.
What you need the fill for?
For my yard.
I know, but what you doing in the yard?
No, I need to fill in my property.
I'm going to tell you, meet me by the House of Assembly. I could fill your truck dead quick with some unused, some, don't worry. I'm going to reach out to the chairman.
Can I reach out to someone for more and give them a call?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I can reach out soon. We're going to get back to this article. PM Davis warns against digital colonialism and called for Caribbean tech sovereignty. As I don't understand this, what you warning against? We living in digital colonialism right now, right? Because I imagine that some people call and they get their services fixed right away. You know what I had to do? I had to cuss. I had to take all of my mother's wit and combine it with all the 10-pound words I know and all the words Corinne Mitchell tell me don't use. And I had to cuss relentlessly. The people say they've been to my house and they had an attitude about it. See, that's the next thing. The people talk about you bad. They had a whole attitude. They're talking about me and how I wasn't even, how it ain't even no problem. They went to the wrong house. The people, them name ain't even green. Let's go to the phone line. I see you've called. I can give you the play before I get back to the article. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Sorry, I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, because they wanted to... it was just irony. Don't worry about that. Continue.
Okay. So, my parents were signed up for all of these stuff. They ended up closing out the original account.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were getting all these... So, we had standing orders set up from our accounts to pay off. Parent utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept getting these calls from someplace in the Caribbean. I don't know if it was Jamaica or Trinidad. And they're telling them that the bills are overdue. So my parents are getting frustrated because they're trying to figure out what's going on. We're getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. Finally went into BTC. What they did was they said my parents signed up for all these upgrades, whatever all the new upgrades were. They closed out the original account that my parents had, created a new account. So the bill was going to a new account and the original account that we knew. They had closed it. So they were running this enormous bill. No one was paying the bill. We didn't get any notification that they created this new account. Nothing of that nature. It was painstaking. Do you know how long it takes us to get that resolved?
2.5 years.
Maybe 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's my problem, though. My problem is it's fraud. I don't care how you look at it, it's fraud. My parents didn't sign up for it, number one. That's the first thing. They didn't sign up for it. And then the second thing was the attitude of resolving it that was annoying to me. Because you need to talk to your sales representative. Because, of course, they're paid based on what you signed for.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they would have gotten paid for something that they should not have gotten paid for. It is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking advantage of the elderly because, of course, they don't understand all this tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
According to my dad, it was simply, okay, we have to upgrade because we're changing the system. Okay, upgrade us. But we don't want all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And when we said it to them, it was ridiculous. And then you're getting condescending. Like attitude and that kind of stuff from whomever is calling outside of the country. It was, I can't even tell you how tedious, frustrating, and condescending it was. It was almost like I was in the time zone, literally.
Miss, I was in the meeting. I was in the meeting, and the person looked at me and said, "You stupid, because you don't know. You don't even have." You don't even have fiber. And then they came back an hour later. We was there for over like almost 2 hours, you know. And then they came back like an hour later and didn't apologize, but acknowledged that apparently I do have fiber.
But where are the consumer rights, though?
That's my thing.
How are we to be protected?
I don't know.
What happened if my parents didn't have us who have the intelligence to go and keep on fighting and fighting and fighting? You could imagine the amount of people that are being taken advantage of from these big corporations, whether it's the banks,
I know about four of them, and here's what's worse. With one of them, the one I know the most, like they were also like obstructionists, right? Like they're getting taken advantage of, but they don't want to do nothing because they don't want to embarrass, and then they didn't want to tell you about it. It just is unbelievable. So what we can do though is that we can lobby the government by inundating them like a tsunami with letters, with complaints, right. But directly to IRCA, directly to the regulator, and to the Minister of Works, and to, I imagine, who's responsible?
I can't say.
This is one of the reasons why I was asking what's the rationale for the split up. Because now I think Leon Lundy has BTC, and somebody has BTC, somebody has water and sewerage. And I wonder if Ministry of Works would be ultimately responsible. I have to figure it out.
But they're going to have a big loss now that we have Starlink, because the majority of persons don't have Starlink.
For home services, yeah.
But trust me, with technology, there's going to be a way, and they're going to take a big loss. Trust me.
Well, the consumers are taking a big loss now, so let's try find some balance. Thank you very much. Absolutely.
All right,
producer, let's go to the next caller. You've been waiting for a while, caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Aaron. I got one which can talk all of your situation, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. Here's what water works. I have a daughter that's living in one of my apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, they let her run up a $21,000 water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she ain't even finished school. I got the whole water works place tied right up.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't finished school, but these people are on the computers and things. They can't figure out. They want me to go get my daddy, and my daddy, they've been dead over 20 years. I showed them the death certificate. I asked them, I put in a complaint for them to go and get the police while she's still in the place. And they say, no, they can't do that. They want me to pay the bill because the apartment was billed to me. I never lived in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow my daughter keeps turning on, got somebody turning on the water. And that's a hotel bill. All them sit there and watch the bill go to 20-something. The minute that went over $1,000 because the deposit is only $200.
You check for
leak? They let it run up to $21,000 and nobody got a clue in there how to resolve it.
But listen,
and I told them, y'all need to go lock her up.
But no, man. What
go
you
there
mean?
And get her.
No, you need to get an engineer and figure out where the leak is. See, I can top your story. I had to beg them. I know there was a leak, right? I know something was wrong.
Mm.
I could see it on the bill, right? But also, I could see the topography of the land change, right? And I knew it was on the other side. It wasn't on my side. Because I could see where the water was eroding, right? The soil. You know how long it took for me to just get them to come and check it out?
I did all that checking, and somehow she was connecting it or doing whatever it was she did.
Yeah.
But the bill ran up to $21,000.
And nobody came in and said, wait, let's figure out what's happening here, because somebody running an illegal hotel in this two-bedroom unit, right? Because in their own interest.
Jesus and two conky Joe witnesses, and they still don't believe them.
I got you.
And she ain't in the school, and they letting her run around them. I don't understand them.
Money over talk show right now. Michelle.
Okay, listen.
I wish.
No, I'm just going to say thank you for the call.
Try to top that. See if somebody can top that.
I can top it for you right now. So water and sewage came through my neighborhood. Thank you. Water and sewage came through my neighborhood to do some major, major road works, right? A team came through. They lifted the asphalt out the road. They put it on the side. A different team came through and did the repairs, the works. And then another team came through and paved the road again. And so I asked the team that was paving the road, when will the asphalt that was removed for the project be removed from the neighborhood, from the work site? The boy looked at me and said, Miss, we ain't get paid to do that. We only get paid to pave this road. The asphalt is still there. We're talking about 7-8 years of... I'm talking about roads worth of asphalt, and all the asphalt was just dumped on the side of the road. So now, when the beaches and parks team come through, or the verges, the constituency teams, there's two separate teams come through to clean the verges, those guys are at risk of injuring themselves because there's just all rock walls with loose rock debris hidden under the grass. Because water and sewerage didn't realize that somebody would have to come and remove the asphalt from their project. Anyway, callers, I see y'all on the line, but that music playing, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, at some point, We get talk Junkanoo. I mean, we get talk JCNP before there's no more JCNP to talk about. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pop the top and collect, check your cap by 700, 200,000 in cash and prizes, with winners on different islands.
Collect!
Pop the top and collect, check your cap by 700, you could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter say, I pop mine out,
take some regatta,
I pop mine out,
won't come any loot trip,
free bears out,
pop a going under,
check your cap,
when you go grand Bahama,
collect! Pop the top and collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip and collect merchandise, matter say.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
As a local Bahamian bank, we believe that Bahamian businesses are the backbone of our society. At Fidelity, we proudly fuel the dreams of our local entrepreneurs looking to expand. Ready to grow your business? Apply for a Fidelity commercial loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, call us, I got text. We ain't talk Junkanoo yet and we ain't talk Renwood Wells yet. So call us, let me make this connection dead quick, right? Renwood Wells has nothing to do with the telecommunications issue, as I know. That's not why I call in his name right now. I call in his name because Pintard is being called vindictive as Wells is rejected as candidate. I think Pintard doing you a favor. LOI Wells. You remember the letter of intent? Some of us remember the letter of intent. Here's what we remember. It was never clearly exposed, right? With all of the opportunities available to tell the Bahamian people exactly what happened, y'all decided that y'all didn't care. It didn't matter. So we decided, but that's cool. You don't need to be in politics. That's a fair deal, right? You don't want to talk about LOI, the letter of intent? Right? We went from one party to the next party. You know, LOI believe you don't want to talk about that. What about left on red? What about the fact that when you announced the new law, you missed the most important part? That when you announced the law in the press conference, you missed the most important part? That you can only turn left on red where there's a sign indicating that you could do so. And that the law indicates that you must stop. You must treat the red like a stop sign, not a give way sign, as the signs on University Drive, Moss Road, in that intersection say. You see, that's why, Mr. Wells, because would we take a risk of more government policy being messed up? Should we take that risk? LOI do believe that nobody is being vindictive. Mr. Wells, your record speaks for itself. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I hear you. Turn down. Oh, caller. I could hear you and the radio and all the people in your office. I'm juicy. I'm not. I can hang up. I ain't gonna do that. That's inappropriate. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing? Sitting on the radio, yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, how you doing? You know, on the Renwood Wells, right?
Yeah.
I just want you to imagine this, right? I'm going to call a guardian. I'm going to let it know that I don't slot Emmanuel, Wanda, Travis, Candia, Gilbert, Latoya, Kurt, Edison, Tanika, Curtin, Atisha. I don't want to spot none of y'all.
Okay.
But I want the job. What would you say to me?
Listen, I think you haven't experiencing some gas right now. I recommend you go grab a ginger ale and think about what you just said. I give you some time. Yes.
So how do I expect to be part of your C-suite and I want support starting from the top throughout the process?
That's an internal thing, right? I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But it just goes to the sensibilities of the arguments that we often make. I can't remember the phrase that I use, you know, but basically goes the honest truth about dishonesty is that we are all predictably irrational. But mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about this technology thing. Now, I would have been talking about this for about 20 years, maybe 22 years, concerning data sovereignty and data privacy and the fact that the Bahamas is the most prepared location for such a thing to happen. And now we have, these deficiencies in our marketplace way before the sale of BTC and everything else. Because from then, 15 years ago, we were reaching what is called EOL, the end of life of the infrastructure that we have. And now we have reached basically that. And so we are patching it as we go right now, as the world is accelerating to this something else.
So hold on. So because when you said end of life, right, like for me, listening to the conversations about the sale of BTC, I thought that one of the reasons, that's one of the reasons Ingram gave, right, like that we're reaching our EOL and we would need, and so the decision was made to sell, to partner with a company that could, or that has already implemented those upgrades, right, or can assist us in implementing those upgrades. So why are we still patching this far into future?
And but let me tell you why. I remember when Kirkwood Farquharson and I started the protest against the sale of BTC. It wasn't against the sale. We were making an argument that we could do it ourselves. And a lot of people came and hijacked it for political purpose. And those people saw opportunity for political gain, but not for understanding on shaping the future. Mr. Ingram was correct in the fact that we were at a point that we needed to change. And I hear people who keep making the same argument. It's good to repeat things over and over again. Intentionally, maybe it becomes the truth. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that we... Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
No, I'm saying, because I'm hearing the kickback. But the fact that we have never addressed what has happened since then, because people have moved to attack Mr. Ingram for the sale rather than saying, you know, what could be done? Because they don't understand what should have been done. And that's because you ask anyone in our regulations, in our governance, or anything, to just have a conversation about these two words, gap analysis. Mm-hmm. And many of them will not probably be able to tell you what it is. And basically, it's the difference between where you are and where you want to be. And we don't have any. So what we do is we buy things. And the problem is when I talk about the Bahamas being the most digitally prepared for data sovereignty and data privacy. This was before you knew about AI and data being collected. I was talking about this before the Facebook the scandal that went on where they collected the data.
Yeah.
All of this, Cambridge, because what it is that data is the currency of the 21st century. So,
I got to move forward.
Let's move forward. I'm simply saying this.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to demand is leadership that understand where we are and where we need to be, because we are at that inflection point. And guess what? We will be colonized, if not from within, from outside, because we are not a country unto ourselves. We have to connect to every place else. Unless we get leadership that understands this, guess what? Expect within the next 5 to 10 years that we will have nothing but a digital shanty town in the rest of the world.
All right. See, I don't mean to like run you hot, but all of this is moot. All of what the prime minister said is moot. All of it is moot if the U.S. is still recording and documenting every call made in the Bahamas, to the Bahamas, from the Bahamas, right? If that is actually still happening, then everything over here and this conversation with the prime minister at Canto and Liberty and all of that is moot. All of it is moot. Digital colonialism, what are we talking about? What are we talking about, right? Furthermore, just as I transition, because I got to talk about jitneys and I got to talk about Junkanoo and I got to read these texts. Furthermore, we can't even talk to anybody with sense at our communications providers. The customer service representatives, you got two things happening. Some of them are very polite. Some of them are very polite, very well-trained, right? They still have no information to give you. Nothing of sense. You have to keep calling back because the tickets keep disappearing. And then some of them are rude, like they didn't realize that they're in a front-facing customer-facing job and they feel complaints. Like they get mad at you because you're concerned about the lack of service they provide. They mad. Mad, mad. Let's go to the phone line. Sorry to have you waiting so long. Good morning, caller. Caller, you got to turn your radio off.
Hey, morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I got 30 seconds for you.
You're talking about service.
Yeah, I got about 30, 45 seconds for you.
Oh, you got it. Show got away.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about that. The text here says, is the caller blaming water and sewage for him raising an unscrew? Listen, text, I'm not going to read those words out loud, but the caller did say, lock up if you have to lock up. Why you come to me? I wasn't living in the apartment. That's what the caller did say. He did not suggest that water and sewage is responsible for whatever the daughter allowed to happen. But what I said was, if somebody's bill is at $21,000, did you stop and think who saw the bill at $5,000 and a location and didn't say, hey, let us go and investigate what is happening here? And you let it get all the way up to $21,000? That don't make no sense. Okay, here's another text. Oh, so they get commissions on these plans? I did not know that because months ago I asked BTC for a bundle change to lower my bill. I was quoted the price for the new bundle. I was asked to wait on the line while the agent contacted the sales team to ensure the change was made. I got confirmation that my new bundle was active and totaled $60 less than the previous bundle last month. My bill was larger than I expected it to be, so I asked the question. I was told the reason for the larger bill was that the services I retained were added back unbundled. The new bill is now more than the original bundle that I canceled to reduce costs. The CEO needs to address these issues and refuse any international awards until consumers stop complaints en masse. I'm telling you, Let's go to the phone line. I'm so sorry. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Listen, I want to talk Junkanoo. I got 3 minutes. I want to talk Junkanoo and jitneys.
But what, Junkanoo and jitney?
The two of them
I want to talk about Randall Wells.
Oh, okay, go on. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I got 2 minutes. Okay. Listen to me. But Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Mr. Wells has played his cards out in Bamboo Town. I'm a resident of Bamboo Town.
Okay.
I had supported Mr. Wells when Mr. Wells had run on the PLP ticket,
mm-hmm.
right? He did well. He started out well, you know. Mm-hmm. He went with the FNM. He won again.
Hello, I do believe he made that switch.
Yeah, he did that move, too. He moved in the nick of time. But my thing with Mr. Wells is Mr. Wells had abandoned us. See, you can't put him with a Tennyson Wells. With a win, lose, or draw, Tennyson Wells stayed in Bamboo Town. Mm-hmm. Then the FNM got rid of Tennyson Wells. Tennyson Wells stayed in Bamboo Town.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Wells don't have no traction to talk, but he could run as an independent and get his supporters back.
I got you. You want
to? He came here on an. He went on a PLP ticket. He won on an F. If he's bad, tell him come into Bamboo Town as an independent. I will guarantee you, he don't get his supporters back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You caused me miss the. I was about to say something, but it was a joke, so I don't need to say it. And then I thought about Vaughn Miller. That's his name, right? Vaughn Miller, Mr. Neary? on Miller, Minister of Environment. Yeah, he crossed the floor too. He crossed the floor too. I get it. That's what I was going to say. So in Bamboo Town, y'all want a Magic Johnson or a Larry Bird. Y'all don't want a LeBron. You don't want somebody moving from team. See what happened, man? Y'all. Okay, so Jitney's out of control. But it's not just the Jitneys. Everybody on the road. What are y'all doing? I saw images of a bad mashup between two Jitneys. Apparently, they're racing for fares. But they don't care about the affairs of their passengers. It appears that nobody cares about the affairs of the passengers on public transportation. Later in the week, I'm going to read excerpts from this article. Jitney passengers speak out amid rising concerns over safety. You see this, the person say the insurance premium went up 37% in one cycle. Plenty of y'all can be on the bus. Plenty of us can be scared on the bus. They play pornography on the bus. They cuss and carouse and do whatever they want on public transportation. And if I am correct, it's political interference is responsible for the degradation and devolution of the public transportation system. The taxis don't want to pick up Bahamians. The bus drivers have no care or concern for their passengers. Okay, here we go. Tell Haitians, ooh, be compassionate. Please note that we do not want Wells in Bamboo Town. Wells is not a good person for the area. Ah, I have a cat infestation in my neighborhood right now. I get called bark text. I don't like that text. By establishing the Bahamas as a first-in-class jurisdiction for data sovereignty and data privacy, we would be able to end or at least challenge the collection and use of all data on registrants, such as those holding... Man, we can't even keep the power on. How do people in Cat Island doing? How do people in Governor's Harbor doing? We can't keep the water on. The people was breaking ground for the prison and they had a sandbox. They couldn't even break the ground. They weren't even on the site where the ground was supposed to be breaking. Anyway, Junkanoo, I didn't get to you today, but I'm going to get to you this week. Junkanoo groups wary over proposals for new authority. A draft bill proposing the creation of a national Junkanoo authority to oversee all Junkanoo parades nationwide is receiving mixed reactions within the Junkanoo community, with some groups rejecting the move and others withholding judgment pending further details. I mean, would I end a deal where I could police myself with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on the table? Where I could be the prodigal sons and only make it to what? Let's be generous. 5 out of 10 parades? And nobody asked me for the money back until recent? Come on. I'd be upset too. And we were all out of time. On the Clock with Aaron Green is over. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.